Korea Expo that is taking place at the Vintic Country Club. And Jane has returned with an amazing piece of information. And honestly, we've been, when we think Korea Expo, right, we're thinking school going children and, you know, the young ones, which is amazing and all. But I think you're never too late or old to learn, because I'm learning so much right now, things that I wish I knew back then. But of course, it's not too late to embark on this journey. So let's hear from Jane what she has to say as in terms of an update on what is happening on the ground.
It's Fresh FM 102.9. It's the heart and soul of Namibia, finding ourselves live and direct. That is at the Careers Expo 2024. We are here with the Deputy Director of the Students Recruitment Division, Ms. Magdal, here to talk to us about the University of Stellenbosch. A very good morning to you, and how are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's great to be here. Thanks for the fresh listeners.
We are very excited to find out more. Perhaps we can just touch base in terms of the University of Stellenbosch. I know some time ago there were concerns from the Namibians as to the university only being taught in Afrikaans. But things have changed. A lot has been created in terms of the variety of languages now offered. What does the University of Stellenbosch look like now for a typical Namibian wanting to go study in South Africa?
So Stellenbosch University is really a multilingual university where we welcome students from all across the globe. We have got representation from students that come from 104 countries. 3,700, so about 10% of our students are international. So our classes or our language policy mainly looks to teach in English and or Afrikaans. The majority of programs are taught dual medium. We are really excited to be in Namibia because our Namibian students annually, we register between 400 and 500 students from Namibia to study at Stellenbosch University.
What are some of the available faculties or programs that are availed for students in Namibia wanting to go study in South Africa?
So Stellenbosch has got 10 faculties. We have got 74 undergraduate programs that students can choose from. The exciting programs, I would say, definitely is to look into programs that are from our School for Data Science. So those are for the students that really love maths, numbers, and data. We have got exciting developments in sustainable development. We offer a diploma in sustainable development, looking towards green energy and really just creating a sustainable future. Engineering is a really exciting field to also pursue and to look into, as well as our Faculty for Arts and Social Sciences. We really know that the humanities and people studying humanities, they are the thinkers, they are they change those glass ceilings, they break them. So we really don't just need STEM programs or STEM careers. We need our humanities. We need people that can communicate, that can tell stories, that can go into radio, that can go into broadcasting, and that can go into entertaining and making things light and nice.
Well, now if I am a student and I'm wanting to travel to South Africa, I have no idea where Stellenbosch is. I do because I've been to South Africa before. But for those that do not know, is there a guidance or mentorship that happens for students that are going there for the first time in terms of accommodation? And how does that specifically work? Do you avail accommodation to them, or do you advise them as to where they can stay? And is there like a service where you can regularly check on your international students?
Yes, definitely. So we have got an international student hub. We call them Stellenbosch International. They have a prospective student center or unit that looks at the international prospective students. They evaluate also the applications that come in, so they really build a relationship with the students that apply and that come in. So they offer assistance with visa applications, with immigration, with medical, with accommodation, providing suggestions with regards to accommodation, be it residence accommodation or private accommodation in town. They offer transport or shuttle service from the airport or from the bus. If you're taking the bus to town, they pick you up, they bring you to campus. So they do really try and make sure that at least that first landing is not on your own, but that you actually just picked up and embraced and brought into the community so that you can successfully just integrate. And
so it's like a family away from your family, basically.
For sure. So we really want our students to feel part of the community, and therefore one of the student societies, there are 100, but one of them is actually the Namibian Student Society. So you are going to find your people, if not in your classroom or your residence, you're going to find them at that society, and that's also going to be your lift home.
If I would like to register, how does the process work? When does registration open? If I don't make the first cut, when is the second opportunity for me to register as well?
So our applications for undergraduate programs opened on the 1st of April. It wasn't an April Fool's joke. So it opened the 1st of April and it closes the 31st of July. We have got that four-month application period. So students put down three choices that they wish to apply for. Should they be unsuccessful based on their grade 11 results, they could ask for reconsideration in January or once the matric final results are out to be reconsidered for those programs they applied for.
In terms of financial assistance, does the university offer bursaries or scholarships or loans? And how does it work in terms of international students compared to the South African students?
So it's such a good question to ask. And it's also so valuable that these entities are at the Career Expo currently. So South African bursaries, so bursaries at the university are reserved for students with permanent residency or South African citizenship. However, we find that the students who come to Stellenbosch from Namibia are sponsored by NSFAF, are sponsored by bank, like Bank Windhoek bursaries, Namibian Beverages. So any company bursary that is provided to a student can be used to pay for your studies at Stellenbosch or a South African university. Recently learned that the Ellen Gray Orbis bursaries are across faculties. It's not just for specific professional programs. So you can use your Namibian money to come and study in Stellenbosch.
That's right. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask why the University of Stellenbosch? Why Stellenbosch? Besides the fact that it's an absolutely beautiful town with amazing and friendly people, why the University of Stellenbosch?
It's such a common but such an important question to ask. And with the young generation, they become quite critical. So they always ask it. I think Stellenbosch offers you a unique environment to study in, firstly, apart from the academic excellence and the rankings and having an internationally recognized qualification that really will open doors in the world of work. But it offers you an environment where you can still be a young person and grow into adulthood and into yourself. It is beautiful, as you mentioned. You can walk to class, you can take a bicycle to class. Cars stop at the pedestrian crossing. So it's a town, it's a university town, which embraces the students. It's an experience that you're not necessarily going to find at universities which have a city campus.
Now, a lot of the people or a lot of the students' concerns when they hear South Africa is definitely with regards to the safety of themselves while they are studying abroad. And I think not only them, it's their parents also that make them panic more than anybody else. In terms of Stellenbosch, what does the safety look like around campus, around staying off campus, but in the town still?
So, yes, it remains a town in South Africa. I think our biggest problem, or the town's biggest problem, is petty crime, such as breaking of a window of a car, taking things out of the window. So it isn't necessarily your bigger crimes. It's petty crimes where if you are aware of your surroundings, if you don't walk on your own, probably similar to here, if you don't walk on your own,
Oh, there you have it. So much information. That is from Jane, that is currently at the Careers Expo, talking to various stakeholders and people from so many different institutions and just getting all the information and asking all the right questions. Boy, she's asking very important questions that we're all dying to know. If you want to speak to there are a lot of stalls, by the way, exhibitors, both local and international, like from the University of Stellenbosch, like you just heard right now. If you have questions of your own and you want to be there in person to find out, then head on down to the Windhoek Country Club. Once again, I'm urging all the parents and learners to make their way down there. It is the final day today, and they are running all the way up until 1600 hours. That is at 4 p.m.